Hello. How
Good afternoon.
are y'all?
Good.
I'm good.
Y'all.
It's Friday, sort of.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sort of. We'll have two Fridays this week instead of one. Or I guess two Saturdays, technically.
Yeah.
Something like
Four
that. Then two Sundays.
day are always nice.
Right? All
Except I think
right.
it's supposed to rain all weekend.
Yeah, that's always
What
a
is this
good
supposed to
look.
start tomorrow? I think it's
Saturday,
supposed
I
to start
think.
tomorrow evening, ain't it?
Tomorrow evening and all weekend.
Hi, BJ.
All right.
Hi, Miss Kim. I'm putting notes up so everybody knows what I'm meeting.
Amber, are you guys there?
Yes,
Doug.
we're here. Dougity.
Matt's not here, but.
Okay. I think we've got a quorum. So, did anybody have a chance to look at my what I sent you in response to your 6% proposal and the stipend?
We've had a chance to look, but we have not had a chance to really talk to anybody to see how they would like for us to vote.
Okay.
But I am ready to vote on something, but I mean, and I don't know what everybody else wants to do or would like to do. I mean, even the ones that's not on this committee.
Turned it down earlier.
Right. So basically, I was just, if you've not had a chance to look, the stipend that I had proposed, that's not a one-time thing. That is a yearly thing. The benefit to a stipend, if you remember, I told you if there was an issue with finances in the district later on, it's much easier to adjust a stipend schedule than it is a actual salary schedule. The 75% per hour raise was given for the 23-24 school year, not 2021. In response to the raise that was given to certified, the state mandated that, passed it into law, and funded it. So the raise that classified staff received for the 75 cents per hour that year, the state did not fund. We had to use local money for that. That has been a big source of controversy across the state. I hear from every superintendent, that everyone felt like they had to do something for classified staff because certified was getting, well, some certified were getting a huge raise, others not so much. And it was kind of backwards because your less experienced teachers got the big chunk of it and your seasoned veteran teachers got the smaller amount. So
Right.
anyway, I looked at all the salary schedules that you guys presented. Some of those that were just a tad higher than us were for an extra 4 days. Why they did the 185 on some of those salary schedules, I'm not sure. Because 181 is, I believe, the minimum to count for 180 or 181 is the minimum that counts for teacher retirement. And I may be off on that number a little, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Also, you'd mentioned Alpena as being a 6% raise for classified. I did call their superintendent. He did confirm that. He also confirmed that they only have 30 classified employees where we have 56. So it's much diff more difficult to pass a or to give a 6% raise for 56 people as opposed to 30. And like I'd mentioned last meeting, when the district gets to where it runs more efficiently, I have said from day one that the first place that money needs to go is in the classified salaries. And many of the board members I've talked to agreed with that. So hopefully that's something that will happen in the future. So I attached a spreadsheet with data from each classified employee, their current salary, what a 3% raise would look like, what a 6% raise would look like. And then I also included the cost of the district. So if you look at that, it says for a 3% raise, it costs the district $34,155.71. A 6% raise is double that, $68,311.43. Here's my proposal. My proposal is, and this would be put in the minutes, so it would happen if the board voted it in. Is do a 3% raise this year and a 3% raise next year, but not attach the stipend. Or I'll agree to the stipend, but not do the 3%, 3%, because the cost for the stipends comes to around $57,000. So I can't put over $100,000 in classified salary schedule right now. If the board agrees to whatever I recommend to them, but what you vote on today is different, then it has to come back to you for review, for at least 10 days. So what that does is that puts it at the May board meeting before we could come to an agreement on anything. I would prefer that we try to come to a consensus now. That way you can have your contracts before the last day of school, because the May board meeting is on May 15th, I believe is the date, and we get out of school the next day, and there's no way Rhea can get us contracts done in half a day. If the board agrees to your recommendation and it's different than mine, it would also be approved. So let's say you guys said no, you want the 6% plus the stipends, and my recommendation is no, 3% over the next 2 years, and they side with you but not me. I shouldn't say side. If they take your proposal as opposed to mine, then that would also be approved tonight. So I'm hoping we can come to an agreement today. I do agree that I do think a 6% is fair, but it would be much easier on the district if we could do that over a 2 year period instead of just a big bunch all here at once, because things could look different next year. We could start, the school year down a bunch of kids, or two buses blow up or whatever. It's nice to have that reserve fund starting the next year as opposed to doing it all right now. So before we make a recommendation or vote or anything, does anybody have any questions on that? That's kind of a lot.
One of them, I know we've talked a little bit over the phone with a few people, was if the stipend was kind of a guaranteed, it was going to be from year to year to year and in the years following. So you addressed that one already, but.
But like he said, on the stipend, that if there was financial trouble, or they need to, or not financial trouble, but got in a bind, they could remove the stipend.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with Wingard.
That's
So I
correct.
mean, you don't mean that.
Okay, come up to
You
that one.
would be better off for financial guarantee
On the 3%.
on the 3% this year, 3% next year. Yes.
That was my opinion. That's I was I will agree with that. I agree with that, yes. Is
Well, you have a good day.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments before we?
Could I ask you another question?
Sure.
I mean, I know there's not much time to do this or anything, but is there any percentage that would be able to go on a pay increase, less than 3% and plus the stipends, or just one or the other? Or just maybe cut the stipends in half or something
Which one do us
with
up
the
for everybody, like
yeah,
all of us?
because you got some with the stipends that's going to get quite a bit of money, but then you have some that's not. And so we're trying to figure out a way to
Spread it out so everybody,
Even it
to where
across the
everybody
board.
gets a little bit of a raise, I mean, a pay increase that's happy, I guess I should
Yeah.
say.
Well, I mean, anything is possible to propose. I mean, anything at all.
Because you know how the stipend was two pieces. It was years of experience and years in a district. If we took just one of those and then a certain amount, if there was a happy
Well,
medium.
we'll get one.
Well, I mean, no, you get both, right? For
No, I'm not
no, you
stopping.
get both.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You would
You
get.
would get, like, if you've been, say it, cafeteria worker
A valley.
for 10 years in Ozark Mountain, you would get the 10 years of service plus the 10 years of loyalty to OMSD.
Okay. So if
If
we can
you
take one of those.
were if you had worked at, say, Valley for 5 years and OMSD for three, then you would fall in those categories. You'd be 8 and 3.
So if you've
I
been
don't have that in front of
21,
me.
if you've
But
been
like I said, right now, no one, I don't foresee us having any kind of financial troubles. But you don't, it's kind of like when you're at home, you don't just plan for next month or even for
right.
next year. I mean, you look down the road to see, hey, is this something I can do, not do? If I go buy a new truck, it's, now it's $800 a month for 5 years or whatever. So, I don't know. It's, you lock it into the salary schedule, it's more than likely going to be locked in. Stipends can always, we adjust stipends every year. Not like these, but for we added what the fishing team and like something else for a certified teacher. Lead teachers have their duties. We change those up sometimes, add days here and there, but so like I said, it's much easier for the board or superintendent to say, hey, we need to cut those in half because whatever's happened. We've lost, usually it's loss of kids. That's your biggest source of funding. So let's say you lose 25, 30 kids over the next 2 years. That's a lot of money. So. I like the 3% this year, 3% next year, truthfully. Because that is, that way it's not all at once. But
So that would be just this or next year and the year after, right?
right.
Three
So
percent.
like on
So
that sheet I sent you, if you like say you look at your name, Kim. So, okay, so you're like halfway down on the first page.
right.
There's your salary for this year. Next year you would make 31,878,91. The following year says 32,807. Now it'd be a little more than that because you'd be, of course, I don't know how many years you have in.
This is year
18. So
26.
that's basically what you would make the next year on top,
So the three
this year
percent.
you'd get about a $900 raise. The following year you'd get about a $900 raise. Break it up and a little easier on the district that way.
And naturally, personally, I like the stipend thing, but I see where, like you said, it could be taken, it could be less or whatever. So the 3% would be the next 2 years, and after that, I mean, that would
After
equal up
that,
to
you'd be back to
percent.
square,
Back to, okay, I see.
come back with something else. Say, hey, we'd like to see this or.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I've talked to a few people here at BP where I'm at today, and on kind of either side of the spectrum, someone that has been here for on the higher end of the stipend count, and someone that's not been here on that end of the stipend count. Both of them actually agreed, me talking to them about getting the stipend over the 6% over the next couple of years. In the long run, if you're here in the long run, if we keep the stipend as is kind of more beneficial than just the 6% without the stipend or without any kind like that. But again, it is kind of more of a flexible that could change in the years to come. But if we could have some kind of agreement, I know I can't be a guarantee that this will not change, but that there will be some kind of stipend. I kind of think the stipend may be a little more beneficial over the long run.
And I would say if you do the stipend, I probably would not be asking for any kind of raise or any kind of anything else for quite a while.
Yeah.
Now, definition of quite a while, I don't know what that is, but I mean, it's, quite a while.
Is there an option for maybe one side of the stipend and just a 3% and not the 6%? I mean, where the just 3%
Let's get the stipend.
total and the stipend, just half the side of the stipend for to go on to continue.
Like that, like say we just do the years of experience, because you really would. I mean, if you're going to eliminate one, you'd want to eliminate the loyalty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feel like that's maybe the happiest medium for everyone, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. It's, I mean, that's just something that me and Amber just kind of back and forth real quick while we're here have talked about, you know, to try and make everybody happy, you know, I mean, to satisfy. I know for me personally, but I'm on the low end, the 3% and then the 6%, or the 2-3% would be better for me. And it would be better for the others that's on the low side. But those like Kim and that's Becky and the others that have a lot of years, the stipend would be better. I understand that. So I really don't know. Would that be a possibility like that? I don't even know if anybody would agree on that. Just half the side of the stipend and then 3% and not the following 3%, which that would actually hurt me worse on all of it.
It
Yeah, because that, yeah, no, no, actually it'd be better. It'd be better, but years down the road, it
Right.
would hurt me. But right now it would be, but I mean, you know, those of us that's got the lower end, and, but that's
When
up
you
to,
say
it's
lower
whatever
end,
everybody else wants.
you mean fewer amount of years? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah, with the fewer amount, but I mean, it's what everybody's been here. Most everybody's been here longer than I have, so they, you know, we need to do what benefits them, not me. It's not about me.
I think we should just do what benefits the most people.
That's all I was trying to do, is
Like,
the majority of our time.
and I'm coming back to the stipend, the years of experience in education. That could well, not guarantee, but could transfer to some of the parapros that may have been a parapro at some other school district. So they may pull in some years from that, and not only the ones that are the years that are here.
Let me
Keeping
get
the
out my
stipend.
calculator. Hang on. I don't. That's
But
not a bad idea. A happy agreement between, say, a 2 or 3% raise plus a stipend. Let me punch a number in here real quick. So,
got you.
two.
To whereas we're spending our neighborhood.
I'll just do whatever.
What would you think about a 2% raise and include the one stipend? Because so with a 3% raise, that's $34,155, right? And somebody tell me if I'm getting this wrong, Mr. Knapp. I know you love math. So I take that number, and if I multiply it by 0.67, that's basically going to give you 2/3 of that. So a 2% raise, correct? That comes to 22,884. If you cut that stipend amount in half, because you won't have both deals, both loyalty and years of experience, say 26,000. That comes to 48,844. So let's say 50 grand. And here's something else I need you guys to understand. It actually costs the district more money than that, because for benefits and insurance and those sorts of things. So we always take what that raise will be and multiply it by 23%, and that covers you know, teacher retirement contribution and
There's some state and
all the
federal
stuff that
time.
goes with, yeah, all the stuff that goes with it. So a 900, like a $900 raise basically is what a lot of these steps to me, what it looks like, anywhere from 700 to 900. So let's say 800 splits the difference. If you took, that would come to about 540, 550 instead of 800 plus the stipend. That makes sense. I may not be saying that right. Anybody have any opinion on that? 2% plus the stipend? The one stipend, not both, just the one, the years of experience. Thoughts?
Are we still on?
We're on.
Okay, we are. I'd rather stay with the 3% myself, or I would just soon go ahead with the 3% because I don't know what everybody else is thinking, but then the 3% the following year. If we was going to do that, or 3% and then half one side of the stipend, I'd rather, not the 2%. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I mean, I know it's not that much, but 1%, but it's on the plus side.
I mean, for the people that's been here a long time, I mean, I think some of those were would probably fall to at least a stipend because they've been here a long time. I mean, most of our people have. Well, I think.
I can live with 3% plus one half of the one column of the stipend. I can live with that.
Thank you.
I think that's a
Yes.
good compromise. Any discussion on that? Anybody want to, anything else you
So,
want to add?
I gotta agree to the.
B, let me make sure I understand. So it's 3% plus one stipend, and then next year, does that, do
No,
we get another?
just
Okay,
be
so
the
this is it.
stipend. No, just,
Okay.
yeah. Just the 1% next year plus half of the stipend proposed.
Say it again, BJ. I'm sorry.
Just the 1% raise across the board next year plus half of the stipend proposed.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And
When I say
that'll
half, I mean not one
yeah,
side of it. There's a
one
box for years of experience,
loyalty,
a box
yes,
for
that's
loyalty. We take away the loyalty box and just the years of experience.
yes.
Because you're better off there than the
And
loyalty.
then the following year, school
Just
year,
be the
what
stipend.
happens? How
We
it
can
stop?
address that in March of 2026.
Okay. So we
If
at least still get half the stipend, more than likely, assuming.
the board approves, I mean, I, you know, that, and let me be very clear with you. They know classified staff deserves and needs more money. We have these discussions every year. You know, they get it. I mean, they do. And it was really kind of a gut-wrenching punch when the state says you shall give teachers $50,000 and then didn't fund anything for classified staff. And, you know, Doug, kind of like you said in the last meeting, you know, we have to have classified staff. I mean, you can't have a
Yes.
school without, you know, custodians and cooks and bus drivers. And I mean, it takes every secretaries. Don't ever forget the secretaries. Y'all, I was telling somebody today that the whole admin team could leave as long as the secretaries don't and be just fine. The school at the district would be just fine. So we'd all agree that, you know, you guys all need more money. So I don't think they'd be opposed to this. If they are, then I'll bring you something back and we'll try to get something done for May. But if you all want to look at doing a 3% plus that part of the stipend, then I'm gonna need someone to make a motion to accept that.
Question, can we all just mute our cameras for just like a minute and just discuss with people for a second? Because we need to do math too for just a second. Is that okay before we do that?
How long you need?
Like 1 minute.
Okay.
They can see us in my hair.
know.
Okay, we're done thinking.
Now, Kim, that wasn't funny.
I'm sorry. We
You're still laughing, Kim.
just want everybody to be happy. That's all we want. Just everybody be happy.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the half side of the one side of the stipend and the 3%. But I mean, it's up to you guys. You guys call what you guys want to do,
Yep, we're
and we'll go with you.
same. Yep.
All right, well, now I'll make the motion to agree for the 3% increase for next year and keeping the years of education on the stipend. Anybody second?
I will now. If we set whoever seconds that, is it the final deal or is there a vote?
There's a vote.
Okay, I second
Then
it.
I vote then yes.
I vote yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is anybody opposed?
No. No.
All right. Hey, I appreciate y'all working with me and together on this. Talking money and raises is always a stressful and hard time. I mean, trust me, I do it with the school board every year. And some years it's been good to me, and some years it has not. So I think this is a fair compromise. So I appreciate y'all very much.
Hey, can
Thank
we
you.
vote on getting a like a one of those back massager seats in the kitchen?
Hey, talk to Rhonda. Hey, get us where we're breaking even every year.
Right?
We'll get you a massage. I don't know about a chair, but maybe we can have some masseuse come in
That
and give you
would work too.
Okay, so this will go to the board tonight, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
If
Well,
somebody will shoot me a text and say, "Hey, did that go through?" I'll let you know, and then because I probably won't send out an email until Tuesday. All right. We have a motion to adjourn.
Yes, motion.
So I
All in
second
favor?
it.
Right. Thank you, everybody. I hope you all have a happy Easter.
Have a good
You too.
Easter.